So the Rambam, every, as we were saying, you take a look at Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Hilchos Talmud Torah is going to comprise the elaboration of these two mitzvahs. So, if Birkas HaTorah was an aspect of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that you would expect to find its address in Hilchos Talmud Torah. I said, they'll tell you on the side. If you're looking at Frank Rambam, mitzvah number one is how the Hilchos Talmud Torah begin. And mitzvah number two of Kol Talmid Chacham, that's going to come in Perek Vav, that's going to come in Perek A. It has an address. So you would expect Birkas HaTorah to be somewhere in the first five Parakim Hilchos Talmud, four Parakim Hilchos Talmud Torah. Here's the problem. It isn't. Here's the problem. The Rambam presents Birkas HaTorah, the address for Birkas HaTorah, the Rambam, is in the middle of the halachas of Birkas HaShachar. Not where you'd expect to find it. Doesn't seem... So Birkas HaShachar is not in the Raisa. Birkas HaShachar is not Kalan Jarabanan. The Rambam, it seems like by giving it that address, is making it pretty clear this is not a din daraisa. It's not even a chelik in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a parasader atfila. It's a pretty surprising way to look at things because God's the Rambam ignoring a gemara b'fureshes brachas chafal fabanav. No, appel.
Doesn't the Rambam think that there's a chiyuv daraita of tefila each day? So if there's a chiyuv daraita of tefila kavua, then you could say that Kishen Hashem Akra Bugodel Elokeinu is a pasuk about tefila, and that the hechatimsa for that is...
Maybe. But again, he doesn't present it at all. In other words, that's not the way he organizes it. So that's problem number one, is what happened. How did the Rambam ignore a Gemara Brachos? And let's break that out. As number one, he ignores it in terms of Minhag HaMitzvos. Number two, he ignores it in terms of Mishnah Torah, in terms of the placement, in terms of the presentation, in terms of the Daraisa Drabanan. So it's striking. That's problem number one. The Ramban's language is beautiful, poetic, the way he describes Birkas HaTorah. And the Rambam's Hashmata is very puzzling. Problem number one. So let's put that aside now. And let's take a look at some of the dinim of Birkas HaTorah, and we'll see additional kashas that will hopefully begin to break things open. There are Shulchan Aruch quotes, and here you have Siman Mem Zayin Aruch Chaim, source number 3 in the Maram Kamos. Siman Mem Zayin Aruch Chaim is the siman about Birkas HaTorah, and the Mechaber takes us through different dinim of Birkas HaTorah. Sif Yudalit, he writes, you should know that women are mechuyavos to make Birkas HaTorah. Noshim Mevarchos Birkas HaTorah. Okay. That alone is not particularly surprising until you acquaint yourself with a general shita of the Mechaber. There's a general machlokas Mechaber and Ramah in the world of Birkas HaMitzvos, which is really a machlokas Rambam and Tosfos. The Mechaber, Kedarkan, the Mechaber follows the approach of the Rambam, and the Ramah follows the approach of the Ashkenazim, the Baal Tosfos, and it's expressed here in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Source number 4, Siman Tav Kuf Pei Tes and Aruch Chaim. The Chaber quotes, the women are peturos from the mitzvah of shofar. That's the holidays. That's a Mishnah in the third parak of Rosh Hashanah. It's a mitzvah seishas around grandma. Women can certainly volunteer shofar if they want to, but they are not mechuyavos in the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. And then Mechaber goes on to say, Acher Shiyotza Kvar, women are not mechuyavos, but they certainly can volunteer. Not only can they volunteer, but someone else can blow for them as well. Even you have a man who already blew shofar. We don't allow gratuitous tkiya shofar in Rosh Hashanah, because it's a violation of the Yisur Drabanan of Mashmiya Kol. But if there's a mitzvah involved, then it's absolutely appropriate. So even if you have, if I was a yotze shofar, I have no chiyav shofar left, but I have the right on Rosh Hashanah to blow to Motzi women. Yachal Eskoa Lahotziyan. I'm sure many of you have seen this. We'll have many shuls we'll have here, and many other shuls will have an additional tekiah show for a few minutes after davening's over for all the women who weren't able to be inside shul at the time tekiah show. We have a man who's blowing again solely for the women. The Mechaber says, Behaba bracha. What do you do with a bracha then? So the Mechaber says, Ein mevarchos v'lo yivarchu lehen. They're not allowed to make a bracha. I'm not allowed to make a bracha to motzi them. Mechaber says the same with regard to sukkah and lulav. A woman wants to volunteer to eat in sukkah, gevaldik. But a bracha, absolutely not. Whoever wants to volunteer to shake lulav, gevaldik. But a bracha, absolutely not. That's the approach of the Rambam, that's the approach of the Mechaber. One cannot, not something specific to women, but it's really a general principle of Birkas HaMitzvahs. Mechaber holds you can only say a Birkas HaMitzvah on something which is a tzivoy. Asher kidisham sosav v'tzivanu. We're saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. If I'm volunteering, it's not v'tzivanu. So that's the approach of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah disagrees in the lighter font, or if you're looking in the original, you'll see it in Ksav Rashi, Hagah, Amar writes, the Haminhag, our practice meaning Ashkenazi practice, Shanoshim Mevarchos HaMitzvah Sei Shazman Grama. That women do say a mitzvah, a bracha, on a mitzvah Sei Shazman Grama. They're not Mechuyavos to the mitzvah, but should they choose to volunteer that mitzvah, then they can and ought to say a Birkat HaMitzvah on that Masa Mitzvah. Al Kain Gam Kan Tivarachna La'atzman. And therefore, here as well, if Tokeya is going to blow for women, one of the women should say a bracha on the Tekiah Shofar. So that's a classic machlokas Ashkenazim and Sfardim, Rambam Mechaber versus Baliatosis and Ramah. Do you make a Birkat HaMitzvah on a mitzvah that one is volunteering? Specifically, mitzvah Sei Shazman Grama. So Mechaber says no, and Ramah says yes. So now we go with that in mind. You go back to the Mechaber Hilchos Birkas HaTorah. Nashim Mevarchos Birkas HaTorah. So the Vilna Gaon says, "How's the Mechaber saying that?" The Vilna Gaon says, ironically, "I agree with what the Mechaber said, but he shouldn't have said it." Vilna Gaon says the source that women say Birkas HaTorah is a Sefer HaAgur, a Ashkenazi Rishon, who wrote a Sefer Halacha called the Sefer HaAgur. So Vilna Gaon says, sure. He says, women are not obligated to learn Torah every day. Women are obligated to do almost all the mitzvahs, and therefore they need to learn Torah. They certainly are obligated to know how to do the mitzvahs properly. Halacha, hashkafa, that works. But women are not obligated per se in the Achiyah of Talmud Torah, while men are. So Vilna Gaon says, it's correct that Ashkenazi women should say Birkas HaTorah. If a woman is volunteering, not Mechuyavos to learn, she's going to volunteer to learn, so that's the same as Shofar, Sukkah, and Lulav. Ashkenazi women should say Birkas HaTorah. And the Mechaber's source was an Agur. The Vilna Gaon says it's very nice, but the Mechaber himself is being inconsistent. Yeah. He says by Tekiah Shofar, women are certainly invited and encouraged to volunteer Tekiah Shofar, but cannot make a bracha unless they're mitzvos. Whereas here, he says, if a woman volunteers to learn Torah, she also makes a bracha. Halo davarhu. The Mechaber is being inconsistent. So question number one was that the Rambam seems to ignore the fact that Birkas HaTorah is a daraisa, brachas chafal. Problem number two is that the Mechaber says that women are mechuyavos in Birkas HaTorah despite the fact that they're not mechuyavos in Talmud Torah. And then the Vilna Gaon has another question on another Mechaber, in the world of Birkas HaTorah. And if the previous question was, the Mechaber is expanding Birkas HaTorah too broadly, including women, here the Vilna Gaon points out the Mechaber seems to limit Birkas HaTorah too much, making it too narrow. Source number five, also Mechaber and Siman Mem Zayin, the Siman about Birkas HaTorah, but this is 10 CE from earlier. Siman Mem Zayin Seif Dalid, Hamaharher Bedivrei Torah. Hamaharer, this is a podcast, Shiloh. Hamaharer b'divrei Torah in Sarach Levar. Why you Torah? And listen to why you Torah on the way to Shachris. So I'm going to be thinking about divrei Torah. I'm not speaking. I'm not verbalizing it, but I'm thinking ideas of Torah in my mind. Either I'm just sitting and thinking in Torah, which is an impressive skill to be able to just sit and focus on an idea, or I'm listening. Either I'm listening to a recorded shiur, or I go to a live shiur. Let's say a fellow shows up to a fellow is Moser Nefesh, Baruch Hashem, not like to come to 6:30 Shachris on time. He comes an hour early, comes to the 5:30 Daf Yomi Shir. Beautiful. Amazing. How many of us are up that early to learn? It's incredible. That's Kivalik. He's up in the fours, so he could be showered and ready and out the door, so he could be on time to learn for an hour, from 5:30 to 6:30 before he davens shachar and heads off to work. Beautiful. We should all be zeicha to that degree of mesiras nefesh. Here's a question. Birkas HaTorah. So his normal routine would have been, yeah, I'm going to come learn, and then we're going to daven. And then we're going to put on Talisman's film, we'll say Birkas HaShachar, including Birkas HaTorah. Is that appropriate? Or are you mechuyev to say, wait, you're going to learn Torah for an hour? And in fact, that may be his primary Talmud Torah. He's going to sit and learn for an hour. So if he's learning with the Chavrusa, so there's nothing to talk about. You're going to be talking and learning, you're absolutely mechuyev to say Birkas HaTorah, whether Daraisa is Rabbanan, but you're mechuyev to say Birkas HaTorah. But the question is, let's say, I'm going to listen quietly. I'm listening to share my on earbuds, so there's no one to talk to. Unless you really want to talk and learn while listening to shir. Or you're going to go to a shir. So some people go to a shir and speak up a lot. Some people go to a shir and listen quietly. So if you're the guy who's going to listen quietly, so that's mahar b'divrei Torah. I'm going to be thinking a lot, but it's all in my head. So Mechaber says, is there a chiyuv birkas haTorah? No. Maybe nothing wrong with saying birkas haTorah beforehand, but there's no chiyuv to say birkas haTorah beforehand. And the Ramah even takes it a step further. Let's say someone comes over with a shayla before shacharis. Take a look at my tefillin. I was up all night. Who's going to say birkas haTorah, birkas haShachar for me? Someone comes over with a shayla before shacharis. Rama says, "Hu adin yachal lifsog din below nesinas tamud varif." Rama quotes Iran. I could give the psak as long as I don't verbalize the reason, because saying the psak alone, that's not speaking divrei Torah. Is that once I start explaining, at that point I'm articulating and verbalizing the divrei Torah. But I'm hopefully going to think the shayla through thoroughly in my head before I answer. I should think before you speak. But the thinking of Talmud Torah going on in my head, he quotes in the Ran, that's like hirur. And hirur does not require birkas haTorah, only speech. The Vilna Gaon goes ballistic. He is very, very upset with this psak. The Mechaber says, how you talking? Take a look. An excerpt from the Vilna Gaon. It's a somewhat length Be'er Agra on Shulchan Aruch. It's usually very, very short, usually a few words per paragraph. And here he's, every once in a while it gets more lengthy, this is one of the times. So here I give you just an excerpt. He says, the Mechaber, behold, that Mahar B'divrei Torah is not Chayv B'Birkas HaTorah. Why? Because the Gemara has a rule. They hear the Gemara has a debate, whether thinking is like speech. And the Gemara comes to conclusion, here Kaimalan, the Lav Kedivra Dami. We pass that here is not the same as Dibra. The Vilna Gaon said, that's a Sugi Brachas, fine. But then the Vilna Gaon says, I don't understand how that's relevant at all. Call that Sarachian. What does one have to do with the other? Here a Kedibra Dami, the Vilna Gaon says, it's a Shaila of when there's a Chiyuv to speak. Let's say, we could raise the issue of, let's say I'm going to think through the words of Kriya Shema instead of saying the words of Kriya Shema. The mitzvah to recite Kriya Shema, have I thought through the words in my head one by one?
Would
I'm
thinking in my head. Say, no.
I'm sorry?
Wouldn't the Ramah say that?
So if you hold here a Kedibra Dami, then you can make the argument that maybe I could be Yotzei Kriya Shema by thinking through the words in my head. I'm going to be Yotzei Asha Yatzar by thinking through the words in my head. Something like that.
So is that the Vilna Gaon's position?
So Vilna Gaon says, if you hold here Kedibra Dami, then you can be Yotzei that way. If you hold here Lav Kedibra Dami, you cannot be Yotzei that way. Fine. So the Vilna Gaon says, that's a discussion. Here Kedibra is a discussion. When I have a mitzvah of speech, can thought count as though I spoke those words? The Vilna Gaon says, so Machaber Amar, assuming, since we pass the hero lav kedibur dami, since we pass I cannot be yotzei mitzvah of dibur through hero, so that's why if I'm a harb divrei Torah, it doesn't count as though I spoke it, and therefore there's no birkas haTorah. He says, but what's the relevance? Kan mevarach al hamitzvah. It's not a question of whether I did an act of amira, an act of dibur. What's the bracha is not on speaking divrei Torah. The bracha is on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? V'chileka mitzvah behirur? Then let's just understand. Do you think that if you're listening to Shir quietly, it's bittul Torah? There's no mitzvah? There's only a mitzvah if you're talking?
So you do it through Zoom.
No, we just have to...
Do it through Zoom as a continue.
Just have to do it again. Watch.
I'm listening to the Zoom conference, but you didn't actually show up.
Exactly.
That timing was lovely. Does everyone know to log in again?
No, it's not that. Let's see. Call Sammy.
Jimmy. There's Gashem.
Oh.
Yeah, they all say they need a new
code. What's the code?
What's up, chat, guys?
Is there a new
code? Can you able to hear everything? Is that good?
What's the code?
Okay.
Same code.
We're doing a new code and then.
It is? Same code. Fish, we're not doing anything. Same code.
Rabbi Sammy has a question.
Sure. So he should unmute himself.
Yeah.
But Sam should just lie. He could call into this also, by the way.
Oh, he's on my phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Rav Shechter, when he gave us the Chabura on Tefillah,
yeah,
he explained the line in the Shulchan Aruch about Nashim Uvarchos Berchas HaTorah to mean that because women are chayiv in bringing karbanos, and because of the pasuk of Neshama Parm Sivasenu, they have to be able to say the psukim about the karbanos in the morning. So in order for them to do that, they need to say the Berchas HaTorah.
Really? Wow. Okay.
Well, it seems like he doesn't hold like the girl.
No, that's one. We're going to talk about approaches to Bimyasha, the Kasha, the girl.
I mean, that's not what the girl says.
Right.
The Vilna Gaon is very upset. What's going on here? Are we starting? Are we starting?
He seems unhappy.
Okay. Everyone's back in?
No.
Not everyone's back in.
We're still complaining on the WhatsApp.
(496) 693-9078.
I see we got that.
496-693-9078.
Wow. That's good
work. Okay.
Guys, everyone back on the DM conference.
Oh, the DM conference.
Better, you love doing that.
You've noticed.
I never do it.
It's like Gantz.
It's the working
memory.
No, it's
Gantz
more. Wait, you're not in Apes.
I know, but I love the references.
The only concern is BM, if you spell it that way, it looks very German. That conference with a K.
This is like Ariel Acosta. It's exactly like Ariel Acosta.
BM Acosta.
Sammy.
BM Acosta.
Okay, we're starting again, I think.
I've got to get another BM Klee code.
BM Klipa. Okay, we're going to get started another moment. Let's give everyone a chance to get in. Sam, are you in the shiur room?
Yeah, it would appear that way.
Yeah,
well, you're taking different seats.
Yeah. We have to come close. Suck to
hear. To come BM close.
Oh, no. Okay. I think we're going to wait. Oh, wow. The whole island was here. Gewalt. Phew. Very nice. Now, Finkelstein came all the way from Memphis just to listen to the shiur and watch us. That's so nice. That's real Messiah's Nefesh for Talmud Torah. Even more than getting up for a 5:30 shiur. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get back in here.
Sammy, mute yourself.
So, the timing was delicious.
Mute yourself, Sammy.
Vilna Gaon says, I don't understand. It's not vital if you lose your connection and the call gets dropped and you're not hearing anything, so then you're not learning Torah. But if you're listening, even if you're not speaking, of course it's a mitzvah Talmud Torah. And the Vilna Gaon says, look at the pasuk. Halo nemar v'hagisa b'yom v'layla. One of the sources in Tanakh, in the mitzvah Talmud Torah, is the pasuk of the Yom Sefer Yehoshua, v'hagisa b'yom v'layla. You should be hoge in Torah both day and night. What does that mean to be hoge? Says the Vilna Gaon, we're total over the lave. That means the mind. Kemoshikasu v'hegyon libi. So Vilna Gaon argues that lahagos is not to speak but to think. And if the mitzvah is to think, so clearly if I'm thinking b'divrei Torah, again, whether I am listening to a shir, whether I'm on my own thinking through an issue, that's absolutely a mitzvah, Talmud Torah. So the question is, so then how could there not be a mitzvah? So on the one hand, the Vilna Gaon is upset that in Sif Yudalid, the Mechaber broadened Brit's Torah to include a woman who's not Mechuyavis in Talmud Torah. On the other hand, the Be'er Gra is upset that in Sif Dalel, the Mechaber seems to have narrowed Brit's Torah to only speech, even though there's an equal mitzvah Talmud Torah, whether you're thinking and speaking, or just thinking.
So
ma pesha advar. Yeah.
So the girl wants to say that you have to say birchas torah even if you're thinking.
That's when the girl holds that before you think and learning, you have to make a birchas torah. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah whether you're speaking or not. Now. That second question, there are ways that we could pick off one kasha or the other. Sammy just mentioned, Rav Shechter had said in the shir that maybe Nashim of Archos Birkas HaTorah is Mekor HaZir Mechuyav. If you assume that women are Mechuyavos to say Karbonos every day, so then that's a situation of a Chiyav Talmud Torah, which would call for Birkas HaTorah. And the second difficult approach of the Shulchan Aruch, that there's no chiyuv to recite Birkas HaTorah in advance of thinking through learning, you could answer that no, in the Hanami, of course there is a mitzvah, be hear her, but we don't make Birkas HaMitzvah unless there's an action. That's a larger discussion maybe for a different time. Sif Simon Gimel and Tzatzir, Shech develops, put together many shirim of the Rav over the course of many, many years, are built around that concept that the takana of Birkas HaMitzvah is specifically about Maaseh Mitzvah. So one could make the argument that although there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah when you think, but there's no Maaseh, that's why there's no Brach. Perhaps. So you know, you could answer one question individually, you can answer the other question individually, but the Brisker Rav quotes his father Reb Chaim as giving one answer to both questions. And what he says is but, you know, maybe before we get to his teretz, let's take a look at another kasha. Yes.
Don't we have three questions? We have. How could the Rambam not include it in the, if the Gemara says the mitzvah?
Correct.
And then women, the Mechaber seems to contradict himself, and he says the Gruz issue.
Correct. So there are three questions. The first one's on the Rambam, and the second and third are on the Mechaber. Second and third are the Lagon's kashas on the Mechaber. Question number one is the Rambam seems to say that pretty clearly that Birkas HaTorah is Rabbanon, ignoring the Gemara Brachas Chafal. And then you have the Vilna Gaon's attack on the Mechaber who requires women to say Birkas HaTorah. And number three, the Vilna Gaon's attack on the Mechaber who does not require Birkas HaTorah on hear her.
Right.
The Reb Chaim had an approach to those two questions two and three, the two kashas on the Mechaber. But let's come to that using another Gemara in Brachas that Rav Zalzhalti brings into the conversation in his Mishnas Yavetz. Mishnas Yavetz, the Chelek in Arachayim.
Fish.
Yeah.
Ask a question. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, Kasha.
Yeah, regarding what Rebbe said. To be mitaritz for the Shulchan Aruch.
Sure.
Then perhaps we could say that you're only going to be mivaris if there's a maisa. But how do you define a maisa? It's a soft maisa. Anything. I mean, you could say your word is a maisa just as much as a mirror is a maisa. So.
Okay.
You're saying again. What your question is? You're saying how could you say that hearer is not a maisa? Why not say that Debra is also not a maisa? Is that your question?
I mean, there's no such thing as a maisa by Talmud Torah, any more so than a mira or machshava. What is Talmud Torah? What is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? It's an intellectual service.
Maybe that's exactly the reason, is because since it's an intellectual service and there is no maisa, unless you perform a maisa, maybe you're not mechuyav to say a bracha.
It's an intellectual thing. When you gotta make a bracha? When's a maisa? When's a maisa?
It's a good point. That would be an argument not to say Birkas HaTorah at all.
Rabbi, don't.
There are many mitzvahs that we don't make brachas on, and the reason for, and the Rishonim work on, how come we don't make a bracha on Kibbutz HaAvim, we don't make a bracha on Chesed, we don't make a bracha on Amuna, and so on and so forth. There are different reasons for different ones, but one of the threads that runs through a number of those brachalis mitzvahs is if there's no maisa or no a well-defined maisa, then there's not going to be a bracha. So you're right, one could have said, Birkas HaTorah, Talmud Torah shouldn't have a bracha, Birkas HaMitzvah at all, because it has no maisa. So can we say, there is, Mechaber says there is, but only on Dibur. So, but you're right. It's definitely not the, it's an answer one could have given. There may be another answer as well. An answer which we can motivate by looking at Gemara Brachas Yud Aleph. But first, another question.
But don't we say in general that Dibur is not a Maisa?
Yeah. So Tager raises the point that the status of Dibur as a Maisa is a tricky thing in Halacha, and in different cases, in different contexts, where we need to define Maisa versus not Maisa, we have different approaches to Dibur. So let's say on the one hand, the Gemara has a discussion about can you get Malkus? Right? Malkus is one of the most significant places. Lav she'im ha'maisa in lokan alav, we paskin. It says machlokas ha'tanam. We paskin, you don't get Malkus on a, if you violate an Isur without a Maisa, you don't get Malkus. The question is, how about if you violate an Isur b'dibur? If I did Tamura, you're not allowed to switch one carbon for another carbon, so I did. And so on and so forth. The Gemara has a discussion there. Maybe one of the issues the Gemara raises is maybe yes, maybe not, or maybe we could differentiate between different types of Dibur. Maybe we could differentiate between is Dibur is Abed Maisa, but Dibur Lo is Abed Maisa. Maybe we could differentiate between a Dibur that makes a difference. But in the world of Birkas HaTorah, and Bechalal, the question of how you define a Maisa is a fascinating question, which we will begin to mitzvah from a totally different angle. When we get to the second parak in the sugi of Kochach Mu'urvbo, Yishum Shem Chitzav. But in the world, specifically in the world of Birkas HaMitzvah, we clearly do consider Amira to be a Maisa because we make brachas on, we make a Birkas HaMitzvah on Halal, we make a Birkas HaMitzvah on Sfira Sa'omer, we make a Birkas HaMitzvah on Mikra Megillah. We definitely, for Birkas HaMitzvah purposes, we definitely consider Dibur to be a Maisa, but not hear her.
Okay, then yeah, it would question. Seem that the Maisa, or that the definition of Maisa in regards to Talmud Torah is Asek, right? Because we say, Asher ki dishanu mitzvah tavit sivanu, which first of all makes it seem like it's obviously a mitzvah d'oraita, and then we say, la'asok b'divrei Torah, which would seem that the Asek itself is the definition of what a Maisa is. That's what we're making the bracha on. And to support Abe's point, that would seem to mean that even the Asek can even be done. Asek itself is considered a Maisa, even though it's an intellectual okay. service.
Yeah, so not,
maybe just to support that, the pasuk is Vegisa Boyam Vela, which seemed to correlate more with Asek than anything else.
So Nadav and Ari are both saying that the language of Lasek B'Divrei Torah definitely sounds like it's not about Dibur, that's about, or maybe it is, we have to know what involvement means. Higayon, so that's the Vilna Gaon's point, was that the when the pasuk talks of Hagisa, that's a question of thought, not a question of Dibur, which goes back to Abe's point. So again, so this it is certainly a difficult mechaber, two difficult mechabers. Vilna Gaon is upset with both. One could attempt to answer the first one with Karbonos. One could attempt to answer the second one with the rules of Birkas HaMitzvah in terms of requiring a Maisa. Or we could look for a larger approach, an approach that will resolve both Machabers and the Rambam as well. So to do that, so the Briskerov in Hilchos Brachos, the Sefer on Rambam quotes his father as speaking these two Vilna Gaons. But let's take a look first, again, as I mentioned before, at a Gemara that Rav Zsolti raises in Mishnas Yavetz and Arachayim, in one of the Mishnas Yavetz and Arachayim is organized around the Yamim Tovim. Shiurim that Rav Zsolti gave in Yerushalayim, Me'inyana Diyoma, before and during various Yom Tovim. So one year, Shavuos time, he gave a shiur on Birkas HaTorah, and he raises the following Gemara. Take a look at the Gemara in Brachos Yud Aleph, and this Gemara is our intertwining with yesterday's shiur, because this Gemara is going to highlight in a very fascinating way the levels of Torah Shavuot Peh. And you look at this Gemara, it's 9.5 blot earlier than the previous Gemara, and the Machlokas is intriguing because we never heard of this, because we know how it's Paskin, we never even realized this Mutzu Machlokas, and the once you start to think through this Gemara, the assumptions that the Gemara is making are very surprising. Yud Aleph Amid Beis Maseches Brachos. Amar Ravuna, lemikra tzarech levarech, lemedrash ein tzarech levarech. Rav Huna says when you went, which parts of Torah require Birkas HaTorah? So Rav Huna says only Tanakh. If you learn Tanakh, you make a Birkas HaTorah. But if you learn Medrash, which is Torah Shva Peh organized around Tanakh, then there's no need for a Birkas HaTorah. Rav Elazar says more expansive. L'mikra ula Medrash Tarach Levarach. Not only Mikra, but even Medrash also requires Birkas HaTorah, but L'mishneh in Tarach Levarach. But for Mishnah, it's not. Rashi explains Medrash is Karov L'mikra. It's close to Tanakh. Mechilta, Sifra, Sifrei, Shehem, Midrashay, Mikros. Medrash is Torah Shva Peh that's organized around the Psukim, I'll say it up, Psukim, whereas Mishnah is Torah Shva Peh, which is organized Al Seder topics. So Rabbi Lazar says, Rabbi Huna says, you only make a Birkas Torah on absolute Torah Shebichsav on Tanakh. And Rabbi Lazar says, look, even Medrash is close to Tanakh, but Mishnah is too distant. Rabbi Yochanan, the third Shita, expands even further. After the Mishnah, Nami Tzarech Levarach. Mishnah as well, but Gemara not. But Gemara not. Apparently Gemara is even further from Talmud, is too far from Tanakh. And then finally, the fourth opinion. We've never heard of this issue of which part of Talmud, which parts of Talmud Torah do you say Birkas HaTorah on, because as a little letter indicates, we pass them like Rava. What does Rava say? Af la Talmud Tzarech Levarach. You have to say Birkas HaTorah on Talmud as well. You have to say Birkas HaTorah on Talmud as well. So that's the opinion of Rava, and that's how we paskin. Now take a look, though. Let's take a look at the way the Rishonim. Let's take a look at the way the Rishonim look at this Gemara. Let's take a look at a Rabbeinu Yonah in the back of the Gemara and a Rambam, and then we'll come back to Rashi. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, here you have in source number 8, Rabbi Yochanan says even Mishnah Tzarech Levarach, why? Should a Mishnah Gam Kei Mefarash HaPsukim, even Mishnah is a perish on the Psukim, Umisham Lo Mei Tamei HaMitzvot. But Talmud, which is a perish to the Mishnah is a perish on the Psukim. The Talmud is a perish on the Mishnah, so it's two steps removed from the Psukim, Ein Tzarech Levarach HaPerish. That you don't have to make a bracha on. That's the third opinion of Yochanan. And then how about Rava? So Rabbi Yonah explains, for Rava, even Talmud Tzarech Levarach, but Talmud Gan Kei Mefarash Ikar HaPsukim. Gemara also is an interpretation of Psukim. As a matter of fact, we might have said that Gemara is more connected to Psukim than Mishnah is, because you have much more discussion of Psukim in Gemara than in Mishnah. It's a very rare type of Psukim. Okay. And they take a look at the... Okay. And now, let's put the Rambam aside for a moment. Let's take a look at Rashi. Learn Gemara, you learn Rashi. But I want to see Rabbeinu Yonah first, because then you'll appreciate Rashi more. Af le Gemara Tzarech Levarach. What does Rashi say? You have to make a bracha on Gemara as well. Shehu Iker HaTorah. That's the central core of Talmud Torah. Shemimenu Ho Ra'a Yotza. Not chronologically. Learning begins conceptually from Chumash, but the highest level of learning, the Gemara tells in many places, Suki Shmaita Lib Dehilchasa. To be able to come out with a maskana l'halacha, to know it well enough that you can translate limud into masa, translate what you learn into practice, and practice comes from Gemara. Shemimenu hora'a yotza, psak, comes from Talmud, from Gemara, and the Rashi explained, that's why that's the Iker HaTorah.
Then why wouldn't we just learn halacha? It's all about the psak.
Ah, okay. See, you want to not just know, that way you'd learn Mishnayis, to just learn Piskei Dinim. To understand the system of halacha and to understand what the rules and the concepts are and where everything comes from practically, to learn to understand the whole system, to be able to then come to Psak Halacha L'Masa in a rich way, not just I happen to know what the din is in this case, but I can apply it to all sorts of cases. For that you need Gemara.
That's Rashi.
That's what Rashi says. So then, do you notice a difference?
Gemara is the deepest for it, the richest.
Do you notice the difference between Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah?
Rabbeinu Yonah, the Iker is
anyone,
the Torah.
Anyone online? You know what's the difference between Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah? And let's highlight, maybe you'll be helped by looking at the Rambam as well. And I told you before, the Rambam does not discuss Birkas HaTorah in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Instead, it's in the discussion of Birkas HaShachar. Here we are in Hilchos, deep into Hilchos Tefillah. After he's already moved beyond the D'oraisa aspects of Tefillah, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud. Perek Zayin begins with when Chazal or Masakein, the specifics of how we daven Tefillah as in Shmoneh Esrei, they're also Masakein other brachas, Tiknu brachas Acheros. And he begins to take you through all the Haperek Zamapil and the Kriya Shma Lamita, and then Birkas HaShachar in the morning, Kain Neshama, and Anos Sechavina, and so on and so forth. Talks about Asher Yatzar and Halachahe. And then finally you come to Halacha Yud. As an aside, in Halacha Tess, the previous Halacha, the famous Shita of the Rambam, we'll get back to closer to Purim. Rambam railed against saying Birkas HaShachar in a row in Shul. He thought it was Brachas L'Vatala. Rambam was of the opinion that Birkas HaShachar have to be said as the events are happening. You get dressed, you say Malbush Arum. You put your feet on the ground, you open your eyes, as you wake up in the morning, you say Elkai Neshama. You open your eyes, you say Pekei Chivrum. It's pretty impressive. You could be awake with your eyes closed. And before you even open your eyes, you already say the entire Elkai Neshama. And then you open your eyes.
That's hard. Wouldn't you have to wash?
So the Rambam has a different approach to Netil Sadaim in the morning as well. So that's if you want something to take a look at after the Shir, the very fascinating, the Rambam's take on the Gemara Brachas of Sam Birkas HaShachar. But let's turn our attention to the next halacha. Halacha Yud. Hamashim Likras BaTorah. A Jew gets up in the morning. He's going to learn before davening. He's going to learn Torah Kom Shikur Kriyashma. Before he davens Shachar, before Kriyashma, he plans to learn. Bain Kor B'Torah Shebichsav. Bain B'Torah Shepeh. No to Yadav Tchila. Umevarach Shalosh Brachos. V'yachach Kore. First wash the Sedayim. Say Birkas HaTorah. The Rambam understands that though they count as three, not two. And then you can learn. And he proceeds to give the text of Birkas HaTorah. Now, what's intriguing is the language when he very briefly tips his hat to this Gemara Brachas Yud Aleph in terms of which content you say Birkas HaTorah on, and he said, "Oh, it's Bein Torah Shebichsav, Bein Torah Shebaalpeh." What light does that shed for you on Rashi versus Ben Yonah?
Rambam seems pretty ambivalent.
Well, let's think about the flow of the Gemara. Right, we start with Rav Huna, Rav Elazar, Rav Yochanan, and then Rava. Rav Huna very clearly held that you only make a Birkas HaTorah on Torah Shebichsav. Right? And then, as both Rashi and Rav Yonah explained, the next couple of opinions fundamentally agree with that. And it's basically make a Birkas HaTorah, a Birkas HaTorah on Torah Shebichsav, but even Medrash is close to Torah Shebichsav. And maybe even Mishnah is close to Torah Shebichsav. But both Rashi and Rav Yonah tell us that the first That Rav Elazar and Rav Yochanan are fundamentally agreeing with Rav Huna's assumption that Birkas HaTorah is basically about Torah Shebichsav. But the question is, how broadly can you draw that? Maybe Torah Shebichsav and related areas. Torah Shebichsav and friends, so to speak. And Torah Shebichsav plus. Torah Shebichsav plus plus. The question is, when you get to Rava, what happens? So you'll notice what Rav Yonah said is, he kept moving the same direction. Yeah. Talmud also is basically Mikra plus. Fundamentally, for Ben Yonah, Rava holds that Birkas HaTorah is a din of Torah Shebichsav, but you can expand it to all of Torah Shebichsav related to Torah Shebichsav. But really, you're making the bracha on Torah Shebichsav. Hold on 1 second. Whereas the Rambam clearly rejects that, because he says explicitly, Bein Torah Shebichsav, Bein Torah Shebichsav. And the truth is, Rashi rejects it. Because while earlier in explaining Medrash said, oh, it's Karv LeMikra, he doesn't say, oh, and even Gemara is also Karv LeMikra. No, he says, this is the Iker. This is not a derivative of Torah Shebichsav. He says, you make a bracha on Parsha Apeh. Why? You make a bracha on Talmud. Why? Not because, well, it's connected to Tarshu Rechsav, because this is Ikra Torah. He's quite clear about that. That's explicitly what he said. Shehu Ikra HaTorah Shemeno HaRa Yotza. In other words, for Rambam and Rashi, there's a fundamental machlokas amaron. Rava is rejecting the whole premise of the other amaron. For Ben Yonah, no. Rava fundamentally accepts the premise of the others. Being that we paskin like Rava, so what you have really a machlokas amaron, a machlokas we show them how to understand Rava is a machlokas that we show them how to understand Birkas Torah. Mm-hmm. Right? In other words, Rabbi Yonah holds that lehalacha Birkas Torah really is on Torah Shebichsav, but practically speaking, it's on everything because everything's connected to Torah Shebichsav. Whereas Rambam and Rashi reject that Birkas Torah is on Talmud Torah, whether it's Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebichsav is irrelevant. And let me ask you a simple question. Why? All the the first three Amaram, the Chuli Alma, think Birkas Torah is about Torah Shebichsav. Rabbi Yonah holds it's even true Lamaskana. What does that mean that Birkas Torah is only Torah Shebichsav? That's a question that Rav Zsolti raises in Mishnah Yavat.
Who believes that? All the Amaram.
The first three Amaram, definitely. And Rabbi Yonah, even according to Rava. So what does it mean?
You're Yotzei Talmud Torah if you say Psukim without Havana.
True.
But you're not Yotzei Talmud Torah if you say Torah Pel Peh without Havana.
Okay.
So maybe this is coming back to our core idea of what a Maisa is, of what a Mira is. And then it seems like according to Rabbeinu Yonah, only if you say Torah Shebichtav are you over, and that would seem to be what the Shulchan Aruch is holding like, whereas by the Gra, even it's about the, and according to Rashi and the Rambam, it's about the whole Ra'a and the Machshava, that's the Ikar of Talmud Torah, and that's why you'd be fine even for Machshava.
So Nadav is suggesting that maybe the connection to Torah Shebichsav is because the Torah Shebichsav, Amira alone without Hira is a mitzvah. That's very intriguing. Yeah, the pushback would be, but that then the notion of Karav Levikra breaks down. Right. Now, Rav Zsolti himself has a whole other approach. He talks about the approach that Bayatosas have that Torah Shebichsav was given, that Nasav and Ishmael was part of Torah Shebichsav, Kafla and Higizu, Torah Shebalpeh, and he has another fancy approach in Hilchos Brachos. But the truth is, once Rav Zsolti raises it, I would suggest that what Rav Chaim says helps with this. Because what Rav Chaim says is, Rav Chaim is addressing the two kashas of the Nagon and the Mechaber. But they can help us with problem number four and problem number one as well. Chaim says, the machlokas that seems to be at play here is what is the nature of this bracha. We know there are different types of brachas. So the Vilna Gaon says to the Rambam, I understand. It's a Birkas HaMitzvah. There's no, you don't, for the Mechaber, there's no Birkas HaMitzvah. You're not Mechaber the Mitzvah. It's a Birkas HaMitzvah, and the Mitzvah is limud, whether it's in your mind or in your mouth. So Reb Chaim said, Briskov quotes his father, Reb Chaim said, the Vilna Gaon would work on the assumption that Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaMitzvah, Lahakal or Lahachma. Whereas the Mechaber seems to have assumed that's not a Birkas HaMitzvah, it is what the Reb Chaim refers to as a Bracha on the Chefza Shel Torah. Now pray tell, what does that mean? What it appears to mean, and the Stipler develops this some more, in a beautiful piece in Kilos Yaakov, what it seems to mean is the following. That Birkas HaTorah for the Mechaber is not a Birkas HaMitzvah. It's more like a Birkas Shevach V'Hoda. You encounter the grandeur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu physically through seeing the Alps, through seeing the Grand Canyon, seeing Niagara Falls, so you make a bracha. Wow, I encountered the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. You make a bracha in response to that event. That might be true sometimes spiritually as well. That might be according to the Rosh, that's what a Birkas Eirusin is. Not a bracha on the mitzvah of getting married, because for the Rosh, getting married itself is only a Heksha mitzvah. Heksha mitzvah to raising a family. But the Rosh writes, the bracha under the chuppah is a bracha on the spiritual grandeur of, wow, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a chance to take this part of life, the intimate part of life, and make it special and make it sacred. That's so beautiful. We have to make a bracha on that. encountering the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at a Jewish marriage. So look at the language of the Ramban, going back to Sefer HaMitzvahs. He doesn't talk about it as a Birkas HaMitzvah. He says it's a Birkas Hodah. Wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us such a present. He doesn't talk about the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah. It's the encounter of Talmud Torah. It's the gift of Talmud Torah, which calls for a bracha. So Reb Chaim seems to suggest that that's the machlokes, Mechaber, and Vilna Gaon. Is Birkas HaTorah Birkas HaMitzvah, according to Vilna Gaon? In which case, if you're not Mechuyev, then Sfardim wouldn't make the bracha. And on the other hand, if the if the mitzvah is even behirur, one can discuss whether or not there's a bracha behirur. But for the Mechaber, it's a bracha on the Chetzah Shel Torah. So it doesn't matter. It's a bracha on the encounter. I don't have to be mechuyev to hear lightning, just hear thunder or see lightning in order to make a bracha. It's a reality. You saw the lightning, you heard the thunder, you make a bracha. The woman is not mechuyev to learn, but if she chose to learn, if she's lemasa encountering Talmud Torah, so then she's encountering the divine gift of Talmud Torah. She says a birkas shevach v'hodah, or actually what the Stipler refers to as a birkas hananin, on the joy and pleasure of Talmud Torah. And that explains, perhaps, as well, Maharer b'divrei Torah, you're definitely mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah b'hirur, but it's not the same degree of encounter, of engagement, when you're passive as when you're active. And that might also explain the Gemara and Brachas Daf Yud Aleph, specifically the approach of Rabbeinu Yonah, that why is it specifically a bracha on Torah Shebichsav? Because if it's a question of encountering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Talmud Torah, that's obviously most potent when you're directly reading Dvar Hashem. While it's the same mitzvah of Talmud, same kima, mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebichsav, the language the Rambam is using, Rabbeinu Yonah is focused on the encounter. The experience, the rubbing shoulders of that Kaddish Baruch Hu through Talmud Torah is going to be more potent the closer you are to direct Torah Shebichsav Devar Hashem. That is, as well, now pshat in the Rambam and the Rambam. Because the Rambam here in Hilchos Tefillah, when commenting on the brachas daf yud aleph, is bein tar shebichsav, bein tar shvateh, like Rashi rejecting Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not about the encounter. Maybe the other Amoraim held is about the encounter, but Rava certainly, according to the Rambam, holds it's on the mitzvah. Like Rashi said, like the Rambam says, it's a birkas hamitzvah. Rav Jolti seems to suggest that maybe that also explains why the Rambam ignores brachas chaf aleph, because perhaps the Rambam understood that there's a machlokas between brachos chaf aleph and brachos yud aleph. And we don't pass, if we pass in like Rava, it means we reject brachos chaf aleph, which was saying that it's a mitzvah daraisa birkas hodah, the way the Ramban laid it out. The Ramban was paraphrasing the Gemara brachos chaf aleph. Rambam says yes, but we don't accept that lahalacha. We hold like Rava. That's a birkas hamitzvah. That pasuk is used, Gemara also uses that pasuk to mean for other dinim. Rambam says, we don't accept that reading of Kishem Hashem Ekra that refers min ha-Torah to Birkas ha-Torah l'faneha min ha-Torah. And as the Ramban himself stressed, the Gemara is making an equation between Birkas ha-Torah and Birkas ha-Mazon. Meaning, that's a Birkas ha-Vodah, or as the Stipler says it so poignantly, it's a Birkas ha-Nenin. That's the approach of that Gemara in Brachas Chavalf. But Ram says, yeah, but that's also Machlokas Amoram Dafyalf, and we pass on like Rava. It's not a Birkas Hanen, it's not a Birkas Shavada, it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. We pass on like Rava, that's a mitzvah, it's a part of the standard general mitzvah drabanan of saying Birkas HaMitzvahs. And that's why the Rambam doesn't count it. Instead, he puts it in Hilchos Tefillah. And finally, I'll point to two closing makoros. Number one is a very, very famous Ran in the Dharm. I'm sure you've heard in the past. Ran is commenting on Gemara in the Dharm, talks about the Jews not saying Birkas HaTorah as a spiritual cause for Churban HaBayis, which is rather surprising. It's a din. If only a din, you require an onish, but the onish seems a little incommensurate. So the Ran says, Yonsei Bek Satar means you don't appreciate what Torah is, which is exactly what we're saying. And what is Torah? So if we spend time thinking about Birkas HaTorah as either a Birkas HaMitzvah or as a Shevach VaHodah or a Birkas HaNanin, so it may be while it's a machlokas which one the bracha is about, both aspects are true. As Rav Aaron Lichtenstein pointed out in this Gemara in Tanis, that the Torah is compared to Mayim and Chalav and also to Yain. The Torah is the greatest luxury, like wine. It's among the greatest pleasures in life. At the same time, we recognize it's something, ideally, we learn because we love it. We learn because we want to. At the same time, we also recognize that even when I'm not excited, I need to learn because I need to. It's also the mayim and the chalav. It's a tzivui. It's something that's expected of me. And it's also something that's an incredible pleasure. The business and pleasure of Talmud Torah.
So why all three examples? Meaning mayim shows necessity, yain shows pleasure.
So mayim is a necessity for an adult, chalav is a necessity for an infant, and yain is, on the other hand, the symbol of luxury. And that's why the Gemara is highlighting that the Nevi'im, I think Yishayahu in particular, uses all three liquids as metaphors for Talmud Torah because they capture that it's necessary as a child, it's necessary as an adult, that's a mistake sometimes people make, and at the same time that it's necessary, it's hopefully far more than merely a requirement, it's the greatest luxury, the greatest enriching aspect of our spiritual lives. I want to thank you so much for calling in, whether from near or from far. I certainly encourage you to spend more time on the business and pleasure of Talmud Torah over the course of today.